It is April 24th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. Hello, I'm John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from Friday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Cboe Global Markets, formerly the Chicago Board Options Exchange, celebrates its 50th anniversary this week on April 26. The anniversary happens during the Options Conference in Nashville, but there is a celebration tomorrow at the exchange, and I know of an informal celebration occurring at Ceres Cafe on April 26 from 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. of former members and employees. My wife and I are headed to Nashville at midday to get ready for the Options Industry Conference. This is the first time I have attended an OIC that is not in a warm, sunny setting. Nashville has other attractions, and the conference is set right in the middle of them in downtown Nashville. One of the reasons I like the OIC conference, besides the very smart people from the options industry who attend, is that the conference moves to a different location and hotel every year. This year should be fun. There are a lot of country music fans in the options industry and wider financial services industry, and I am one of them. Being a CEO is tough. Being the CEO of a FTSE-listed company is tougher, with the UK leading the way with double the number of CEOs stepping down in 2022 than the previous year, the Financial Times reported. A publication named the Cantech Letter has a story titled "The 10 Largest Stock Exchanges in the World Listed." Seven of them are or have been JLN sponsors. There is no rain in Spain. On the plane, and the olive crop is being threatened. Olive prices have been pushed to record levels, the Financial Times reports. The Financial Times has a special report titled FTFM, Exchange Traded Funds, Investors Seeking Low-Cost Funds with the Potential to Outperform Today's Uncertain Markets May Find Opportunities in Digital Platforms for Regular Saving. One of the stories is titled, Regulators Get Tough on Crypto Funds After FTX Collapse. Another story in the FT Special Report is, AI and ETFs, the machines are coming, but not always winning. The subheadline is, ETFs using machine learning and natural language processing to pick stocks do not consistently outperform indices. Yet. The Financial Times also has a story titled, The Inside Story of Credit Suisse's Collapse by Credit Suisse. Dispatches from the room where nothing was happening. The comedian John Oliver, doing real investigative news work, has his second piece in the last 5 years on cryptocurrencies, titled Cryptocurrencies 2, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, HBO. It's worth watching. Over the weekends, there are sometimes too many stories to include in JLN, but many of those stories have been tweeted on the @JohnLothian Twitter account. For more stories, check out my Twitter feed. MIAX Exchange Group Options and Equity Markets launched a new email address, domain name, and website on April 22nd. The new website, myxglobal.com, can be viewed with a link in today's newsletter. Any related email address have been updated to include the new domain, myxglobal.com. Summer in Europe 2022 was the hottest on record, 1.4 degrees centigrade above average, killing more than 15,000 people, The World Meteorological Organization said in its new report, The State of the Global Climate 2022. The publication provides a summary on the state of the climate indicators in 2022, including global temperature trends, the most recent findings on greenhouse gas concentration, and ocean indicators, among others. It also provides the most recent findings on the impact of climate change on food security, humanitarian and population displacement, and ecosystems. Watch the press conference with the link in today's newsletter. Download the report also with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a JLN video news report. Taken's James Davies explains how transparency wins until DeFi regulations catch up. John Lothian News spoke with James Davy of Taken's last week about his company, a Web3-focused venture builder firm founded in 2021 by Matthias Nielsen and Lars Seer Christensen. Taken's is working on building trading applications for decentralized exchanges where there is no centralized location, but the exchange is made via smart contracts. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Day traders lose $358,000 per day gambling on zero-day options. New study tallies retail's misfortune during the trading boom. Researchers warn about growing risk should zero DTE broaden out. Day traders are paying a price for their newfound love affair with one of the hottest trades in the equity market, rushing to join the trading frenzy in options with ultra-short lifespans, known as zero DTE for 0 days to expiration. Small-time investors find themselves struggling to make it work. A fresh study from researchers at the University of Munster in Germany shows the crowd may have lost $358,000 a day since May 2022. When it became possible to trade expiring contracts every day. My comment. I would love to see this broken down by the Greeks. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. CME plays down rival to LME nickel market. Chief Executive Terry Duffy says UK Group has, quote, a lot of issues. CME Group, the world's largest derivatives exchange, said it is not planning to launch a nickel contract to rival the London Metal Exchange, despite its chief describing the LME as having a lot of issues. Quote, I'm not working on listing a nickel contract, unquote, Terry Duffy, chair and chief executive of the Chicago-based group, told the Financial Times, adding, quote, never say never, but that launching an alternative would be difficult. My comment, Terry Duffy doing his very best Sean Connery / James Bond impersonation. Never say never. Here's another story, this one from the Option Strategist. CBOE Origin remembrances Ed Tilley. Ed Tilley is the current chairman and chief executive officer of Cboe Global Markets after having taken over from Bill Brodsky as CEO in 2013 and chairman in 2017. Ed began his career as a stock clerk on the Cboe trading floor in 1987, then became a member as a market maker in 1989 before electing to move into Cboe's front office full-time in 2006. I spoke with Ed recently to get some of his thoughts on his career at CBOE. My comment. Larry McMillan, I'm going to have to get into the option strategy business if you are going to start to do career retrospectives. Wink, wink. All right, here's another story. This one from The New Yorker. Crooks mistaken bet on encrypted phones. In 1895, a police officer in Manhattan who had once worked for a telephone company and whose name has been lost to history suggested adding a hidden circuit to lines used by known criminals, a wiretap. The city's mayor, William L. Strong, approved the technique, and for two decades, wiretapping secretly flourished at the NYPD. In 1916, news of the practice leaked, resulting in an outcry and public inquiry, not least because the police had been tapping the calls of priests. My comment. Great story of the history of the wiretap and the current use of encrypted phones, including one company set up by the FBI and the Australian Federal Police to trap criminals. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was how a brazen plot to rig oil auctions cost Venezuela billions from Bloomberg. Second was the John Lothian News video. Swan Nguyen explains StoneX Group history to John Lothian News and talks about how the firm is preparing for the next generation. Third was Taylor Swift didn't fall for FTX because she asked a simple question from Quartz. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Our first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline is, Old School Rules Apply to New School DeFi Exchanges. Decentralized finance platforms should already be following rules for stock exchanges, SEC says. Backers of so-called decentralized finance say their peer-to-peer cryptocurrency platforms eliminate both human intermediaries and the need for government oversight. Regulators' response, not so fast. Decentralized finance, or DeFi, platforms should already be following rules for stock exchanges, the Securities and Exchange Commission said last week in an 166-page supplement to an earlier rule proposal. The next story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Wall Street is getting a new fear gauge. Meet the one-day VIX. Cboe plans to launch a one-day version of VIX on Monday. Angst has grown over VIX effectiveness in zero-day options era. About a month ago, as Wall Street stared down the barrel of an incipient banking crisis, the investment world's most watched gauge of market volatility did a funny thing. It didn't do much. Sure, the Cboe Volatility Index, a measure of expected swings in the S&P index, also known as the VIX, climbed, but even at its intraday peak, it didn't come close to the level seen multiple times just a year ago. And then finally, here's a story from Investor's Business Daily. Option trading hits 50-year mark. Can industry innovation help more investors grow their wealth? Options trading in the U.S. hits a milestone this month as the Chicago Board Options Exchange, CBOE, marks its 50th anniversary on April 26th. A lot has changed over the decades since that pioneering exchange introduced contracts to buy or sell 100 shares of stock at a fraction of the price of the underlying security. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Subscribe today. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.